do with the business is.
It's another week in the podcasting books for the On Deck TV podcast. What up, Doe?
Man, I can't call it, man. It's your man, Animal Brown. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snap on Animal_Brown. There you go.
You got that in there quick.
I did, man.
You must have been cracking on the Instagram and Twitter here lately. You got that in there like you couldn't even get a word out for that follow me, can't.
My Snap popping right now.
Oh, man. I am Spike Lou, man. I am your co-host here, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is you're looking for me. Also, Facebook, man. Y'all go follow the rap chat, the On Deck TV rap chat, man. Good debate there. Been kind of slow lately, man. We looking for y'all to start some debate and discussion and so y'all don't let us down there. Otherwise, this is the On Deck TV network. This is podcast, a part of the network. The other shows that we have, Full Sport Press,
yep,
airing every Monday for you. J-Hove, Coach Locke, How Weezy on the boards.
Absolutely, man. Check out that new episode. They're talking college football. I'm going to try to listen. I'm going to try to learn something. I'm going to have a college football team by the end of the season, goddammit.
You've been trying college football for 2 years.
No, dude. I've just been trying this year.
Notre Dame, dude. I told you. Notre Dame is the perfect team for you.
The Fighting Irish with the fucking leprechaun?
There, you. You put the leprechaun suit on. You go dance. You do it. You was the first little Flip fan, by the way.
Hell no. Right. Other shows on the network, we have The Ladies Room. Shout out Rizzo. Shout out Anne-Marie.
Yes, man. They holding it down for you with The Ladies Room podcast, letting you know what's going on inside The Ladies Room.
Absolutely, man. They ladies joined us up, man. They talking the rules of shacking up. Please go check that out. Also, man, me and the homie J-Hove have Fresh for Dummies. New episode is up.
Uh-oh.
We taking the fashion trends from 2011 to present day. So y'all go check that out, man. New feed is up.
Fresh for Dummies, man. What you have up for the weekend?
Man, I was super low key, man. Caught up on some television.
What you watch?
I was watching this new show called Pitch. Come on, Fox.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of brown and black faces on TV, man. I'm loving this shit.
Pitch? What is that?
It's about the female that made it to. She pitched in the major leagues. It's a sitcom. It's a show. I'm trying to get into baseball too, man. Go Mets. So I watched that.
I can get into baseball without watching that trash.
I'm trying to. What else I can get up on, man? I tried to start Power, man, but I haven't started it yet, man. People jackballing the goddamn show on.
I already know what happened.
No, I don't want to know.
Never watched Power, and I know what just happened.
I don't want to know.
I watched the end of it last season, man. Oh, man, I was in Memphis this weekend.
M-Town, stand up.
Shout out to Memphis. Shout out DJ Cotton, came through for me. Good looking for the homie.
For sure.
I'm going to exclude him from what I'm about to do to Memphis.
Okay, we got Memphis listeners, too. Keep that in mind.
Hey, man, listen, Memphis, y'all need to call Uber and complain about all of y'all Uber drivers. It's fucking impossible that I was in Memphis. I felt like it was 2001, dude. I could not get an Uber who could adequately come pick me up, dude. This one Uber driver, I promise to God, I was at the mall. I can't think of the mall right now.
Okay.
I'm at the mall outside of Dillard's. Just got my hair cut. Dude fucked up my hair cut in Memphis. Shout out to him.
I see
you. I see you, son. You'll never be able to have this headline, so remember that. Remember that. Anyway, I'm outside Dillard's, and I'm like, dude, boom, pin to here, come get me. I'm ready to go get ready for the wedding that I had to go to.
For sure.
Cool. In any other city in America that has Uber, that's fine. Me in Memphis, doesn't happen. Shaniqua calls me and like, dude, where are you at? I'm outside of Dillard's. Which Dillard's? This is Oak Court Mall, dude. It's one Dillard's. Come pick me up, dude. I can't find you. And I got to go to the bathroom. What? Is that Uber adequate?
When nature calls,
like,
dude.
I don't give a fuck about you having to go to the bathroom. And I'm sorry for my language, but I was highly pissed off because I waited for an Uber for 2 hours in Memphis, dude. Y'all can't find adequate Uber drivers? And to top it all off, I was leaving, dude. 4:30 in the morning, catch my flight back to Atlanta.
For sure.
Dude at the hotel, the bellhop, he's like, hey. I'm like, dude, I just want a private car so I don't miss my flight.
For sure.
Send the private dude, call him, mate. He calls him, I'll be here in 15 minutes. 17 minutes later, he's like, hey, you ever heard of Uber? I swear to God, I gave this nigga the death stare. He was a white dude, but. You ever heard of Uber? It's like real convenient. You can order them. I said, yeah, in any city but Memphis. Well, what do you mean? I've never had a problem. Fuck out of here, dude. Shout out Long Memphis, story man. Short, I canceled like 7 Uber rides because none of them could find me between the hotel and the mall. Shout out to Uber and their Memphis drivers, dude. Big up to y'all. Hopefully y'all get that shit together, dude.
They was probably shocked Uber in Dillard's, number one.
Like, the chick at the hotel couldn't, like, I put it in for my hotel. She couldn't find me, dude. I was like, what is the problem? Like, y'all ain't got GPS?
Using the Twilight Zone, my nigga.
It had, I felt like it. I felt I'm not going back to Memphis for a while. I promise you that, though.
Nah, I got to go back, man. I ain't been in a couple years. Nah, shout out Memphis. Shout out all of West Tennessee, man. I fuck with y'all.
Shout out West Tennessee. Y'all keep listening, man. We love y'all. I'm never coming to your city. Ever.
All right, man. We got a big dog action pack show, man. We're going to take it back to 2011, man. Arguably the best freshman class, XXL. We're going to see what the people are doing now, who's the biggest star to make it out. Oh. All that good shit. But first things first, man, we'd like to talk about what happened in this week in rap. We got to kick this one off on a little bit of a somber note. Man, ATL rapper Carlos Shoddy Low Walker was in a fatal car crash in the early hours of last Wednesday. He lost control of his 2016 Audi, leaving the roadway and striking a tree, causing the vehicle to overturn and catch fire. Lowe was ejected from the car and pronounced dead on the scene. Two other passengers suffered injuries but lived. How will you remember L.O.?
What is that? D4L?
Absolutely.
I remember him for D4L. Like the whole thing with Tip, of course.
Laffy Taffy.
You know, like, but with that being said, Shorty Lowe, he got a lot of love from people in the industry. People like, oh, he wasn't this, he wasn't that. Like, no, he wasn't a lyricist. Had one or two hits. But I think the local lore in Atlanta, like, he had a lot more love locally here. People fucked with him because of what he did in the city, what he did in the neighborhoods, and how respected he was amongst people who ran the streets, I would say. So, you know, he'll be remembered as a good legendary local rapper, person nationwide that had a couple of hits, you know, and that'll be it. But I think that they sent him out well in Bankhead and his hood down here in Atlanta. It was on the news.
Yeah.
Everybody that had his music playing. It was the first story on the news that night when he died, actually. Like, I was looking at Fox, Channel 46 down here.
Yeah.
And it was the first story that came on, and they showed everybody out there. They actually sent the camera crew out to his hood and showed the people out there, you know, celebrating it or whatnot. So,
man, first thing come to mind with Shawty Low to me, man, is he say he from the west side. Well, goddamn, it must be two sides. Hey, that's my line, dude. Of course, that went back to, like you said, the beef he had with T.I., man. A little brief beef. But T.I. did pay his respects on IG. He had a pretty long Instagram post, kind of just burying the hatchet, I guess. I think it may have already been buried.
I think they buried the hatchet before. Is that commendable of T.I. to be like, hey, let me go and do this? You think it was forced from him?
I'm gonna tell you why he did that. Okay. I'm gonna tell you why it was good for him to do that. Mm-hmm. Because he's from the same city.
Right.
Now, if he, let's just hypothetically say T.I. was from L.A. Mm-hmm. and he beefed with Shorty Low for whatever reason.
Right.
And then Shorty Low passes. T.I. could be quiet because you're 3,000 miles away. When you're in the neighborhood, like literally, it's too close to home for you to act like you didn't see that.
Yeah.
So you have to speak on it some way, shape, form, or fashion on social media. And he did that. He didn't do too much.
Yeah.
He didn't come out with a song. He paid his respects.
And from what I seen, Shorty Low touched a lot of lives down here in a positive way. And T.I. would be, to call himself the king and whatever, not of this city or the South, to not to say anything, you know, you got to do that.
You'd have to do that.
Respect to him for that.
Absolutely. I saw Beyonce pay respect, too. She was in town last night.
Yeah.
And she added Day No to her set.
Was she on tour?
Yeah, she's re-going through the tour again, the Formation joint, yeah.
Like, you got to be a beast to go on tour and double back.
Yeah.
I'm going to double back.
Just savage.
God.
So that looked pretty. That was a real respectable move, though, because Beyonce is Beyonce.
Do that down here. Yeah, you got to do that down. Well, she don't.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's
that show you how she connected, though. Yeah, like, she probably
stay in tune.
Who told
Beyonce about that, though? Nah, that wasn't her shit at all.
What? Was probably her shit.
Nah,
08?
Not Beyonce. Beyonce doing a little Running Man dance and everything.
08?
Beyonce?
Beyonce hood, bro. Don't get twisted. Don't get fooled.
What
by
hood?
Bro, Beyonce from Dallas, dog. Like,
she's from Houston.
Hood. I mean, she's from Houston, excuse me. She's hood, dude.
No.
She's just rich.
She's not hood.
And she's media trained.
She's been rich.
She's media trained. Yeah. Trust me. That's like saying Jay ain't hood. Yes, he is, dude. He's just
Jay
rich.
Hood, you can tell, though. Like, I ain't never known Beyonce to be hood. Like, nah. Look at Matthew, dude. Look at Matthew in these streets, dude. You calling Matthew hood in these streets?
No, not at all. Oh, okay. I will say this, though, real quick before we keep it moving. 50 Cent, who Shorty Low was signed to, the G-Unit South, a couple years ago.
G-Unit South.
Right, exactly. 50 Cent put up a poster, a picture of Shorty Low. Remember he had the reality show that was going to come out? And he had the picture in front of his baby mamas and his kids. Yeah. Shorty Low had 11 kids and like maybe 8 baby mamas, give or take.
Look what you doing with his death, man.
And then, but look though, 50 going to put the picture up and say, rest in peace, Shorty Low. He had a lot of mouths to feed? What's what? Nigga, you know that was a shot, dude. That nigga 50 still trying to be funny?
He wasn't trying to be funny.
Bro, yes he was. Like, what the he fuck, cut the man dude? A check. Like, that was petty, though.
How was that petty?
He had a lot of mouths to feed?
He did.
We know that, man. It's just distasteful, 50. God damn. Don't you ever get tired of that
shit? I don't
think
he looked at it that way. I think the people that perceive him a certain type of way.
Because that's how we get down. Man. That ain't how we get down?
Like you said, he signed him. Right. No album ever came out.
No.
As far as we know, all he did was gave Shorty Low a check. He never recouped any of that money, so.
Probably not.
He got the right to do that. Slightly. But I don't think that's what he was trying to do. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, but real talk though, for real, before we move on, did they say if alcohol or anything like that was involved?
They did not. That car was smashed though.
I seen it.
Good God.
Hey man, put y'all seatbelts on, man. Like
it's,
for
it's
me
natural,
though.
Natural though. Like you hop in, you whoop. Like you gotta do that. You gotta do that off the ramp.
I don't feel comfortable pulling off without my seatbelt on,
whoop,
dude.
Put it on.
Please.
Whoop. The whoop move is me going across my chest with the seatbelt. Whoop.
Please.
Just remember the whoop. Hop in, whoop.
Because the two people made it. You know what I'm saying? They would have had their seatbelt on, like, ejected from the whip.
Man,
that's
go
serious,
dog. Threesome, dude.
Yeah, he was finna get it in. That's why they had some slaw.
That's some slaw.
Condolences, man. Oh, they have an open viewing, too, man, of this weekend in the A. Anybody
this
wanna
weekend?
Yeah. Anybody want to pull up? And I think the funeral is the first.
The first?
That's Saturday, ain't
holy
it?
Shit.
Yeah. So, condolences, man, to Shorty Low family and close friends, most definitely. All right, man, let's keep it moving, man. Things were all good just a week ago, man, for your man Beanie Siegel. Mm. Man, until he decided to jump in that Meek Mill game beef. If you remember, he was featured briefly on
the
Meek Mill
diss track.
Give me a call,
I'll be out to Cali in 3 hours.
Right. He was featured briefly on the Meek Mill diss track of the Compton MC. But later last week,
game.
Beans does an interview and claims he wrote O'Malley verse and possibly some of Meek verse. Meek's Dream Chaser click apparently did not approve. And knocked him out, allegedly, backstage at a Puff show in Philly, where the goons right for laying hands on Beans.
Man. First of all, let's not excuse Beans for like they said, the whole thing behind this, you disclosing information that you should not be disclosing. We let you in.
Right.
You out here. Ain't really, nobody ain't fucking with you. You
right.
Just had an interview that was cool. That's cool.
You out of your prime.
Yeah, like you passed your ship.
Yeah.
We fucking with you. You came in, we gave you a little bridge, the two bars from the song, it was all
right. Right.
For you to go fuck with Game after that, I don't give a fuck if it's in the name of hip hop or whatever you call yourself doing, being an ambassador, whatever it is, squash, make peas, I don't care what you call yourself doing. You just sit in this studio with me and my homies talking about, I don't fuck with this nigga either.
Right.
You even hopped on the song. So don't come back, like, don't think that it's all cool and fair when you in Meek Mill and them city and you get knocked out.
You
and wonder where it came from. Now, with that being said, Benny Siegel old.
For sure.
Like Game said, he's sick.
For
he
sure.
He said he's sick. He done lost weight. This nigga that knocked him out is a, I'm saying 6'2", 300.
He a savage.
This is my, I'm a wrestling weight him. How they used to say, like,
he's
Andre
a
the
savage.
Giant was 6'7", 700 pounds.
It's
like,
a big ass
this
nigga.
This nigga big. Pause.
For sure.
And he came and knock Benny Siegel out from the side.
Nah, that's gay.
I would prefer, if you that size, he got to go and tap Benny Siegel on the shoulder. Like, look, this what's up. You bullshitting. You
square
violated.
Up.
Square on up. I don't give a fuck about you being sick. You ain't think about that when you was running your mouth the game. Take your best shot, and I'm going to knock you out after you do that. I'm going to go on and let you know it. But don't come hitting from the side. Like, that ain't fair. Like, you nigga going on 40 years old, man.
Like, look, I say this.
He's sick and shit, man. The nigga look sick. I wouldn't even feel right hitting Benny Siegel in his jaw. Yeah. I don't care what he said.
I say this, man. Benny, where Benny fucked up was saying that he wrote some of the joint. Like, let's keep that to you. Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, like
that. Like, there's no need to give out that info. There's no point. Nobody cared about O'Malley verse anyway. Like, you could have wrote all of them 16. Like, nobody would have gave a shit.
I don't even remember what O'Malley said.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't even remember he was on the song.
I wouldn't even admit to writing that shit.
I remember Beanie was on it and Meek Mill was on it. I don't remember O'Malley on it. So there was no point in disclosing that info. So with that being said, is this karma coming back to be? Because he was the Broad Street Bully.
It is, though.
Like, it may be karma.
You playing around with these young boys, like they say in Philly. Like, you playing around with these young boys, and they ain't got your back. And then you go out there bullshitting, saying you did this and did that. I guess he was looking for a check. You're going there with Meek and them. You don't get that check from that, so you go to game them, and they be like, oh, we ain't really fucking with you either. Now you stuck out here in the middle. You're a puff show, and you get knocked out.
I mean, I'm
just going to say Benny brought that on himself, even though I don't respect how dude knocked him out. Like, you got to go on and knock Benny Siegel out here. Like, this ain't 2005, dude. Like, this ain't the Broad Street Bully.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, that would have been a battle.
Yeah, this ain't that. I mean, it's the hospital. This the hospital Benny Siegel, dude. This nigga done got shot.
True.
You know what I'm saying? He got
a fucking lung taking something.
He missing lungs and shit, man. That nigga can barely breathe walking around here. Dude, he said that on one of the interviews. He just said, like, he can barely breathe out here.
Yeah, I went. That was, man, I didn't like the, like you said, the way he went about it was a little cheap shot.
To show it of him getting knocked out, where he came to the side and knocked him out.
See, that, and that make it like he more set up. Hey, man, get this on tape.
Well, it wasn't no good shot, though.
It's a
bad shot. Somebody, like, might have been just filming Benny Siegel walking through, because the nigga, like, flat out came, like, slick up behind him, said something, and boom, he was knocked out after that. Like, it was a solid.
To Beanie's credit, he did end up still going out on stage and doing his part in the Puff Show.
And then he threw
shots at Meek on stage.
He threw shots at Meek. What'd he say?
Tough. He said, I'm going to get out here and represent Philly the right way. So, man, I don't.
That's some shit to say once you get knocked out, though.
No, you don't say nothing after you get knocked out.
He performed.
You perform, get that little check from Puff, if there was one, and keep it moving. Speaking of Puff. Sick. Puff was feeling generous over the weekend, so generous that he donated a meal ticket, $1 million to Howard University. The money will go towards creating the Sean Combs Scholarship Fund, which will award money to undergraduate business majors. Money well spent for Puff, or could this have went towards something else?
I think it's money well spent. He bring publicity to Howard.
HBCU?
Yep. I think more artists, rappers, athletes even should do so. And that way you tie the entertainment and education in together, put the medicine in there with the candy, make sure people take it all together. I feel like Puff is he going down the right road with this, and more people took kind of just like you need, like Puff went to Howard.
He went there for 2 years. He didn't finish.
Yeah, he didn't graduate. But I feel like if more entertainers associated themselves with HBCUs, then we would have the same like acknowledgments that you get for the PWIs, like the Michigans and the Florida States and the big names that you see.
Right.
If you have a Drake associated with, as opposed to a Kentucky, another HBCU like a Florida A&M or a TSU, right, or a Fisk or something like that. Yeah. Clark Atlanta or Spelman or anything of that nature. When you have big names or big athletes associated with those names, you get more people paying attention to it. You get more money going towards those schools.
More enrollment.
And you get more enrollment towards those schools, and you get more people that look like us doing things that you necessarily wouldn't think they would do. So when you be like, oh, I can't find a black such and such.
Right.
You can change it. And I feel like they can change it. And I think it's a good thing that Puff did that.
Yeah, man, I'm on record on this show mentioned stressing the fuck out of higher education a million times. This is no different. For the record, an undergraduate degree at Howard is $24,000 a year. Very, it varies if you in-state, times out of state, if you on campus, whatever.
24 times 4, what's that?
Woo! It's too goddamn much. That's what that is. What, about 96?
That's 100. You're going to put a tax on that. That's going to be 100.
Woo. So, I mean, I got that 1 million. Yeah. See, here's the thing, though. I know you watch Dr. Umar Johnson when he on Breakfast Club and other shit. Mm-hmm. You know, he's trying to start his own school.
Right.
He was on Vlad about 3 days ago, and he said Nigga, listen, the school I'm trying to buy is $2 million. Mm. I got about $700,000 right now. That $1 million from Puff would have went a long way. He might have slick stretched it to 1.3. They could have bought the school flat out and got to cooking.
And you speaking, saying from a lower education level as opposed to the higher education level that Puff is donated on?
Right. Education is education. You know, Dr. Umar's trying to start the black school teacher. It's like all African curriculum, well, the whole nine.
Okay. Go ahead.
No. I'm saying that's what he's trying to start. Yeah. And because, he believes education is key and clutch and all that good shit, that $1 million could have went a long way.
So the problem there is you and I listen to Dr. Umar because we ain't got a lot of it, but we have time. We associate it within our days, I feel like.
And more time than Puff.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, and I don't know if I'm right or I'm wrong. I'm just speaking from like my opinion as a hip-hop head in this. Somebody like Puff, I can't give Umar $1 million. One, because it's going to make news. And if it's going to make news, I really don't know this dude paid. And I ain't knocking him at all because I fuck with Umar.
Right.
But I don't know what he did. I don't know what he doing with the money. I have no idea what's going on other than him telling me what he needs.
Right.
Howard is an accredited institution. I can give that money to that. I'm associated with it. And let's be honest,
got a scholarship in my name.
Let's be honest, I'm gonna get a scholarship in my name, and I'm gonna get more publicity. It goes further in the name of Combs,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Than it does if I get a $2 million or whatever to Umar Johnson, and we look up a year from now, and this nigga been spending it on whatever.
Right.
Not to say that he's doing that at all. I don't want people to think that at all. Like, I definitely think that Umar should get donation. I think that he should get what he needs to get the school started. But I could see someone like Puff being like, nah, I can't make that type of donation and a commitment to someone who I ain't thoroughly vetted yet.
I agree. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, and this is what you're not gonna hear me say, Puff, $1 million, that's all you got.
No, man,
you could have did
$1 million, $1 million.
You're not gonna hear me say that. So anything is better than nothing. Shout out to Puff. Like you said, it would be super dope if somebody came through, if Hov came through and matched it. Like whatever, dude. Yeah. If they did a fucking HBCU challenge. That and nigga, you know what I'm saying? Let's hashtag that.
Do that instead of that. Yeah, do that instead of the whole other challenge that you do. I would love to see the millionaires do the HBCU challenge.
That'll be
donate
hard.
The most.
That'll be
HBCUs
hard.
HBCUs and get them cracking.
Absolutely. Man, moving on. Lil Wayne, your boy. Has a new project dropping October 11th.
I got more on Wayne later when we do our TV show set.
New project October 11th. No, it's not the Uber delayed Carter 5 or an album at all. Weezy's releasing a memoir titled Gone to November, detailing his 8-month stint locked up at Rikers.
I want to see this shit.
Details include him officiating a gay marriage between two inmates and hooking his CO up with a model. 1 to 10, what is your interest level in checking the book out?
Negative 10.
Crazy as hell.
Bro.
I got to hear it. I got to read it.
All right.
That's a fact.
You're Lil Wayne.
Right.
All you got to offer me is your time behind bars 3-4 years ago, bro. We waiting on albums. We want interviews.
No, we don't.
We want to see you. Like, I want to see Wayne do literally anything else. Any other book. Like, anything but this, dude.
Nah,
like, are you serious?
Give me the book. You can
for
keep
what?
The Carter 5.
I don't care about his time behind bars,
now,
bro.
That's interesting.
No.
Rikers Island, did you watch The Night Of? That shit look crazy,
man.
Motherfucker. I
want
to know how
Wayne
survived.
Wayne was, dude. He wasn't where Nas was.
Wayne was
by himself, secluded off Big Boy TV screen.
No way.
Big Boy chef meals.
No
like, way. I ain't believing that Wayne was doing a hard time enough for no year. That nigga was a rock star when he went in. Nope.
My interest level is easily an 8.5.
Man, it should be negative 8.5. Nah. I'm a negative 10. I swear to God. Like, there's nothing in me that wants to read one paragraph of this. I promise you, even with Wayne's rap level right now, I would rather hear a new project from him
than
read this book. I swear to God.
No, you wouldn't.
Dude, I have no desire. I do not care what was going through his head when he was locked up. It's impossible for me to tap into that world with him. I don't care.
He says,
I don't care about his CO.
In addition to officiating the wedding, he said they celebrated it by toasting Gatorade and decorating the cells with toilet paper.
They don't got Gatorade in prison, bro.
He said that shit was like gold Gatorade. In prison.
It's not Gatorade. Some shit they mix
some
up
mystery
yeah, it's not Gatorade. It's not real Gatorade. promise you.
He also mentioned that he made $20 million while he was locked up. So that means Birdman made 100.
120.
Because we know how that's going.
120.
If he made 20, Birdman made a bill.
I'd rather know about all that. I'd rather know about from the time that I got signed, all the money that I should have made, whatever they've been telling me since I've opened this case against Birdman. I literally would rather read the transcripts from the trial that's going on from him and Birdman in the suing case than this. I promise you.
They did say Birdman has 30 days to show them receipts, though. From a follow-up from what we talked about last week, he got 30 days to show them receipts.
See what Birdman did with that. That summons and all that.
Nah, he ain't playing with that, though.
He flamed that up.
He going to be in Rikers. Man, y'all want to see Birdman in Rikers? He keep playing with Uncle Sam like
that. That shit in Stars Island flames, dude. Nigga, the big boy pit outside. The big boy backyard pit. Right in there. Flame it up.
Let's keep it Cash Money, man. Remember a while back when Tiger was getting sued by his jeweler? Me neither. But apparently he owes his jeweler 270 racks. So you can imagine Mr. Jeweler's frustration when he sees Tiger copping his boo Kylie snakeskin Gucci bags, white Ferraris, and a Maybach. So his lawyers are set to question Tiger and Kylie under oath to explain how he is able to ball out.
Who lawyers? The jewelers?
Yes. What info do you expect to come out of this?
Other than Kylie says she paid for all this shit herself? I don't understand, dude. It's an open and shut case. I don't understand how the lawyers don't know. You got to be a lawyer to understand this,
Is she going
to
say that, though?
She under oath?
Yes.
Yeah. She got to. She's scared to go to jail.
You think she paid for this shit? For her own? So for her birthday, when he bought the white Ferrari, he's telling me that was her money.
Either his parents. Her or his parents.
His parents ain't buying no fucking Ferrari or Maybachs, dude. Not like that. What, the fucking Cosbys? Who was his parents? Dude, Obamas? They not buying.
Nah, his parents successful, though. I think one of them was in the music business. Like, he lived in the valley and shit like that before he was rapping. Like, he's a rich kid, dude.
There's Range Rovers in the valley.
His folks got money, dude.
And they probably have a Range Rover and a nice Benz.
Now they have. Now? Yeah, they had Range Rovers and Benz. Now they got their son they can trick out. They can write the credit off on him. Now they can buy Lambs. Oh, Tiger, you want a Lambo? Okay, they're going to write that shit off. He got a little lease for 36 months. Make sure it ain't fucked up. Make sure you don't drive it too far. Bring it back in three years, dude.
Now, I'll say this, though. I'm with you, though. It's going to come out that she paid for the shit.
Her or his parents?
She's not going to lie. You can cancel that. She's going to sing like Aretha Franklin, dude. If there's
no ride or
shit.
Die right here, dog.
Yeah, nah. She ain't got... A Kardashian, Jenner, and I ain't got time for that. That's why I don't like fuck with niggas.
I can't even believe she answering the summons, dude. I can't even believe that. Like, whatever the nigga said, whatever y'all saying the nigga did, yeah, he did it. Why I gotta come to court? That's probably how she looking at it, dude.
If it did come out that she bought everything, does that officially kill Tiger's career?
Man, his career's officially been dead, dude.
He just signed with Good Music. What are you talking about?
Oh, God.
It just got brought back to life that quick.
No, it didn't. God, let me tell you how trash you is if Kanye can't save you, dude. If Jesus can't save you, nobody can,
That's true.
God, promise you, Kanye could go in, executive produce a Tiger album, make every beat. I could hear every beat. They could be banging soul samples like Blueprint. And I swear to God, I still would not listen to Tiger's album. I swear I would.
I got to have that.
I promise. Because he ain't going to say nothing that I want to hear.
Nah, he not. He don't never say nothing.
Exactly.
I will say this, though. It ain't all bad. Because remember, 50 just went through this.
It's Tiger.
The courts called 50 and said, are you just going to keep flexing on Instagram?
Stop, man. We talking about Tiger, though.
But I'm saying, 50 admitted that the money, said the money was fake.
That's 50.
Saying the money was fake and the cars was rented?
We don't know what's real and what's fake with him. He been bullshitting forever.
Wow, he's been slaughtered.
He WWF for real.
That's true.
Like Tiger not even WWF, dude. He like the fairgrounds wrestling, dude. Like he the shit you go to on Friday for like $4-5, dude. He that. Like, dog, no one's mind. Like, it's over already, dude. The fact that this is even the topic, it's over for me.
That's true. It's over, man. Last one before we hit this music break. Another day and another record is broke by the homie Drake. Apple Music announced his latest album, Views, is the first to reach 1 billion streams. Big deal, little deal, or no deal?
Oh, for Drake, it ain't no big deal at all, man. It's Drake, man. He's gonna do what Drake do. We're gonna Michael Jackson it out. We're just gonna be the Michael Jackson of our day.
We're gonna never hit the end of this.
What's it? The billion views?
I'm the first nigga with a billion streams. He can't wait to put that in
the
song.
Yeah, the One Dance was the first song.
That took off
on Spotify. So, like, I mean, I don't even got much to say about this. Like, congratulations to Champagne Poppy, dude.
I'm going to say it's a little deal only because a billion is nothing to sneeze at when it comes to any. A billion anything is beast mode. But he did have 100 tracks on there. So, like, it slicked a little cheat code. I mean, we talked about that a couple of episodes back.
So, is there anybody that hasn't heard, like, One Dance or at least one song?
Nah, that shit get played around the world as we
speak.
A
billion views?
That shit getting clocked right now still. Mm. They even dropped a short film to kind of celebrate, man, to call Please Forgive Me joint. About 17, 18 minutes, and it's got a couple of joints off of the Views album. What you thought? I know we looked at it a little bit.
I looked at it a little bit. I need to sit down and watch that after I watch ATL tonight. So
it's cinematic.
That's cool.
It's crispy, very well put together. You can see Apple put the check up for it.
It's shot very well.
I don't know if it all made sense. It's on some Indecent Proposal type shit. Like, I got a million to sleep with your gal type shit.
Mm.
That's what it's on. I will pose that question, but I'm going to keep it moving.
Get that cash.
No
chicks.
You got to get that bag, ma.
Get that bag, man.
Nah, let's hit this music break real quick. Of course, we're talking 2011 freshman class, biggest name out of there without question. Spoiler alert, it's Kendrick Lamar.
What?
Yeah, he's the biggest name out of this class up.
Easy.
He's featuring a new joint by your boy Danny Brown.
Who?
Detroit, stand up. Danny Brown got a new album out, man. Check this one out featuring Kendrick. It's called Really Dope.
They say I got the city on fire. I ain't booming, that's a goddamn lie. Whoa. Really dope, like really dope. It's like an appetite, a truth and dare. I double dare your life to end in vain before the end is near. See, I can hear you crying silent, sitting in the dark, holding crosses cross your heart. Sin is such a work of art. Watch out for the love lost.
Bet a thousand, shoot a thousand. Things a nigga do for thousands. Made a million counting sheep. Gave it all to public housing. Taking off to Abu Dhabi. Beaming up the motor, Scotty. Talking to promoter, Scotty. Everybody know it, Scotty. Murder one, you heard of him. The rapper did the all day madness. Got it off, to wipe it off, the evidence, the blood on mattress. Big power, big stages, my zoo cannot fit the cages. This booth is not used to faking, my crew just love confrontation. I chew the face off the laces, I moved away from the waitress. I shift the pot that made poison, I cooked and tipped all the patients. My bitch is way beyond basic, that's life insurance, car insurance, good pussy insurance. Hey, look what I'm doing, hey, grinding forms, hey. K-Dot, 4 years, I got the same watch, but it's the real watch, and that bitch fire. Speed racer waiting outside, the roof on it like a tank top. Count the money, watch the paint dry. When I'm done, it's when the rank stop.
They say I got the city on fire. I ain't booming, that's a goddamn lie.
I see you, Danny Brown and Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick verse was alright.
Yeah, Kendrick ripped it, though. I don't know nothing about that Danny Brown stuff, though.
Shout out to Absol and what's my guy, Earl Sweatshirt. They on the song, too.
Mm. And Daniel Brown.
Oh, yeah, and Danny Brown, too. Yep. He's on the song, too.
Man, welcome back to the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy, Animal Brown. All right, look. We're taking it back. We're getting back in the time machine, man, 2011.
Mm.
5 years ago, XXL freshman class comes out. Okay. Arguably the best class ever in history.
Okay.
Let me give you the lineup.
All right, let me hit.
Meek Mill, Kendrick Lamar, YG, Mac Miller, Big Crit, Yellow Wolf, Dickie Simmons, Lil B, Psy High the Prince, Lil Twist, and Fred the Godson. Now listen, we have these broken down in tiers. We got three tiers. We got the low tier, the medium tier, and the high tier.
So let me take some guesses.
Who you got in the low tier?
Little Twist.
Damn Twist.
Easily.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Fred the Godson.
Shout out to Fred the Godson, man. But yeah, you in that low tier, bro.
And Diggie Simmons?
Nah, don't do him like that.
We ain't gonna do Diggie like that?
Nah, put Sci-High right there.
Ooh.
Sci-High in the low tier. Those three people that you named have not dropped anything.
This is
an
immediate discussion.
Okay.
You're going to put Diggy above Psy?
Diggy came out with an album and had a single that was banging.
Trash.
I don't know if the album was trash. I don't really care. I'm telling about this
you,
shit.
It was, and I didn't listen to it just like you didn't. But I'm confident in saying that Diggy Simmons' album was trash.
What did Sigha the Prince album sound like?
It hasn't came out.
Exactly. Neither has Lil Twist, and neither has fucking Fred the Godson.
So just because Sigha hasn't released an album, we shitting on it?
No, I'm not gonna shit him on. I'm just saying in this class.
Okay.
He's in the lower tier, not skill wise. Don't nobody hit me up on Twitter talking about he's cold. I know that.
Let me tell you what Sigha album sound like.
What's that?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. The Life Jesus. Of Pablo. Jesus. They're your Sigha albums.
He has hella writing credits on Kanye West joints. He was signed to Good Music. I don't know if he still is or not.
He got it. I mean, he been shitting on Ye, but I think he got to be. Pusha T probably can't let a nigga like that go to spit that fire.
Pen game too stupid.
Right. So with that being said, I don't see how Sigha could be below Diggy or Lil B. And it's just because I absolutely hate Lil B.
That's everything 18.
That he stands for as far as his rap music, dude.
Again, Lil B has an album out. It's called I'm Gay, and it was banging.
It's called I'm Gay.
And it was banging.
All right.
Pause.
Do you got to pause that?
Possibly.
You have to reference that with a pause.
Lil B is the most slept on person out of this list. Let me tell you why.
How? Please.
I'm getting ready to tell you.
Jesus.
He pioneered the internet video sensation that we know today. What? In which people release hella self-produced videos. That's how you get Chief Keef.
Soulja Boy?
That's how you get... Nah, he didn't do the videos.
He preceded Soulja Boy.
No. Okay. Soulja Boy got on through YouTube.
All right.
Lil B took it a next step and directed all of his videos and put out
retarded.
No,
Andy Milonakis in videos and calling it Wong Tong Soup and no one knowing what the fuck he's talking about. Is that how he took it to the next level?
How can you praise Gucci for quantity over quality, but you can't do that for Lil B? Because Gucci
wasn't on videos talking about Wong Tong Soup with his shirt halfway unbuttoned with a,
and he came up with the cooking dance.
I'm not
too.
Even going. No, he didn't.
Who did? He came up with the cooking dance. James Harden stole it.
Wow.
So now we got a dance under our belt, and we started the self-directing YouTube video trend.
Off note, James Harden is bringing back the NBA short shorts this year. Did you see that? That's a fact. James Harden is bringing back the NBA short shorts this year. They showed him practicing in the Rocky City at the short shorts. So, anyway, moving on. Another loss for him in the Sauce God battles.
Absolutely.
With Lil B.
And the bass God out here putting curses out on niggas and everything. He way more relevant than Sigha, bro. I'm sorry. This nigga on ESPN.
Lil B
Nation.
Is way more relevant than Sigha?
Bro, the nigga was on
Sigha
Sports Nation,
wrote
bro.
Ultralight Beams.
I mean,
he probably wrote Part 2.
My guy don't know that, bro.
He probably wrote Famous.
The 20,000 people at that show don't know that or don't care. They don't care, dude.
Guess what those 20,000 people also do not care about? Little fucking B.
Oh, no, they know
or
him.
Or his million YouTube views.
I guarantee
they don't care.
Him. I guarantee they know him. Yeah,
guarantee
But
they don't care. They don't care. They don't care about Sigha.
How do you get
on Sports Nation? If we're going to go to the don't care debate, they don't care about him either. It's just relevant to the idiots who are out there saying, oh, bass God rules. I let bass God smash my girl. I let bass God do. Like, man, get the fuck out of there. That shit fake, too. I don't know where they find them actors to do that shit, but I don't believe that either.
Bro, the nigga doing lectures at colleges and universities,
and that's
too.
Fake as well. I don't believe any of it. I promise I don't.
Until I talked
to the administrators that gave him the information to get booked for that, I don't believe.
I went to a Sigha show, bro. It was 36 people.
Did you go to a Lil B lecture?
It was too dunk. I couldn't go.
It's impossible.
There's too many people. No seats.
If anybody has gone to a Lil B lecture in the world, please write us and let us know. If you know anybody that went to a Lil B lecture, please go to the Rap Chat. Add us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever we are. Please let us know if you went to a Lil B lecture and actually got something from it.
You're lucky.
I'd love to know.
You're lucky, man. I'm hot. I want to know.
You're cursed.
So let's say, okay, we'll keep Twist and Fred the Godson. They're not even worth talking about, I'm going to be honest. Even though Fred the Godson be spitting, though, don't sleep on that Fat Boy Fresh mixtape.
He ugly, though. You can't be ugly and make good music, I promise. Like, let's call a spade a spade, though. Fred the Godson, a special kind of ugly. Like, he a special ugly, though. Like you can't.
He be spending, though,
like,
man.
He be spending everything. Like, he a special, like, he the type of ugly where you almost got to ask yourself, is he retarded? Like, you know what I'm saying? You look at him like, damn, is LeBron slow or what? Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Fat Boy Fresh mixtape, man. Fred the God, so y'all check that shit out.
Shout out hard. Fred the God, son, though, man. You free to come on here and challenge me on that ugly that you are. He's so, slickly slow ugly.
Let's go to the middle tier then, man, all since right. You just shitted on that. I say the middle tier would do Big Crit, Yellow Wolf, Diggy, and Lil B. That's my idea for the middle tier. Because all of them have released an album.
Right.
All of them have remained somewhat relevant, maybe have tailed off recently.
Who the best rapper on the middle two?
Lyrically? I got to be Big Crit.
Big Crit?
Yeah,
too. He better than Yellow Wolf?
Yeah, he is.
Man, that's your boy.
I fuck with Yellow Wolf.
Yeah, you fuck with him heavy. You bought his album, dude.
Not heavy, and I didn't buy the album. Neither of those two, but I do fuck with him. I thought he was going to be bigger than what he really was. Signing was shady. I thought Eminem had the juice for him, but didn't quite go that way.
Eminem flopped on him and Slaughterhouse.
That's a fact.
Let's be absolutely honest about that.
Those are tax write-offs right. At this point. But that middle ground scene right, though, Big Crit done tailed off recently.
I say this a lot, and I love to have Crit on here to talk to him, but I just don't know where he fell off at. I feel like he could have been the best person on this list at one point in time until Kendrick dropped the bomb on niggas.
He might have one of the best projects on here, though.
Crit?
Yeah, that Crit was here is fucking amazing, and that's top two projects out of any of these niggas.
Nah, I mean, that is it. It's 1-2 Kendrick shit.
Nah, Good Kid. Yeah.
Good Kid, that's, Mad City.
That's number one.
Crit was here.
True.
And then probably a Side High Tape. Whichever one you want to add in there.
YG albums barbecuing anything Side High, mate.
Are you serious?
Barbecuing. Both of them YGs go hard.
Both of them banging. But I think Sahai got a better mixtape than both of those.
Man, this nigga crazy.
Tough.
I will say this, though, before we move on to the big dog tier. The middle tier holds the most underachieved person, which is Diggy Simmons. There is a wide open lane for a kid rapper right now, and that could have been him. He could have had that sold up.
The fact that he's not a kid anymore.
Is he 20 now? That out. The fuck?
He's not a kid, dude.
Diggy young as hell, dude.
Hey, man, Diggy was young as hell 10 years ago when he was on TV with his dad and shit. That's when he had the absolute positive time to shine. Now, like, no one wants to hear from a middle-aged.
Now he middle-aged.
Yeah, like nobody wants to hear from a spoiled, like, rapper son. Like, we ain't trying to hear him. Are you trying to hear T.I. kids rap?
Nah.
Like, tell me what
I'm just telling you there's an open lane for
it's
it, though.
It's not.
You're fucking... Dude.
All right, tell me what listen, tell me what rapper son are you trying to listen to rap?
I wouldn't listen Snoop to him. I'm not 15.
Kids, like, everybody got kids to rap. Andre, Snoop, T.I., all these people got kids that rap. You don't want to hear none of it.
They not coming with that pill.
They don't got it. They parents do.
Find
dude.
Somebody that got it then. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Listen, every decade there's a... I'm saying this and then we getting back on course.
Yeah.
Every decade there's a kid rapper or two that runs the decade. In the 90s, it was Chris
mom
Cross.
Their dad didn't rap, though.
But it was in the 90s, it was Chris Cross.
Yeah.
In 2000s, it was Lil Bow Wow and Lil Romeo. And in the 2010s, it's been nobody. There's a wide open lane for that shit right
Ain't
now.
Ain't been no kid rappers in the 2010s.
Not other than one off, Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay niggas.
I'm going to say Ray Smarter.
Ray Shrimmer.
Ray whatever.
They not.
What them niggas is? They young niggas.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
But I mean like 13, 14, 15, okay. though.
You mean like crisscross.
Bruh. And Diggy is 21 right now, by the way.
No way. He's still 21.
Tough.
He didn't put that Wayne twist on his age. How long ago was Ron's House on TV?
It's been on for a minute. Now, you might be thinking of the little brother, though, bro.
What's the other
one? Another little brother.
Russ?
Yeah, Russy or some shit.
Ah, okay, Russ.
You thinking of him. Diggy could win right now, dude.
No, not at 21.
Yeah, not at 21. At 17, he'd pop.
He's absolutely grown right now. You can go fight in the war, bro. Like, he grown. That nigga ain't no kid at all.
Shit. All right, man. Top tier. Top tier. Meek Mill, Kendrick, YG, Mac Miller.
Kendrick, YG, Mac Miller.
Meek Mill.
I think it should be four tiers, and Kendrick should be at the top.
By himself?
Tough. He the only one that's escalated from this group as far as a superstar.
That's true. Meek Mill and YG have done nicely, though. YG is clearly overachieved in my book.
Well, but Meek Mill has done nicely up until the point where he decided to let people know that Drake didn't write everything that he put out.
Yeah, he fucked up with that.
That's when he fucked up.
That at that moment and in time,
and dating Nikki, that was a fuck up too.
No, dating Nikki was the come up. No. That's the only thing keeping him afloat right now.
Because that made, and we can talk about this because we didn't get to really go into that with the game shit last week. I think him dating Nikki made niggas feel like I can take shots at him because I can take shots at him. And she the bigger star. So either she responds or I don't care. Like, they feel like I can say whatever to Meek. Meek can say all this little shit in these little raps and, nah, this ain't that. And the tour was this. Regardless of what y'all thought it was, it wasn't my girl tour. I made this off of it. Yeah, you might have made $1 million, but it don't look that way once Drake say, is it your world tour or the girl tour?
True.
Like, it don't look that way once he say
shout
that.
Shout out to you my boss bitch's wife and niggas.
Exactly. Now you look like a bridesmaid. So, with that being said...
I mean, still, that's because he played it wrong. But as long as you got the baddest bitch in the game wearing your chain, you're winning. I don't give a fuck what's going on.
Beyonce and Jay-Z in this conversation, what happened?
I'm just saying. They in their Kendrick in his own tier. Beyonce and Jay-Z are in their own tier.
As long as you got one of the baddest bitches in the game wearing your chain, it's cool.
That's a fact. I'll take that, too. You're good.
Okay. That would be the case if she came out and, like, was riding for him. I don't even know what Nikki got going on right now. She got to come out and say something?
Fuck no. Okay. I wish my gal would come out and say, man, what the fuck is wrong? Delete that shit. Let me walk in the studio, nigga. Bars for game. Nigga, if you don't delete that shit, Nikki, out of here. Come on, man.
She the root of the controversy, though. Niggas ain't coming at Meek if he ain't fucking with Nikki. Niggas weren't coming at Meek at first. When niggas found out Meek was fucking with Nikki, niggas start coming at his head.
No, when Meek decided to open his mouth and let out this secret that everybody already fucking
knew. That's when
he
got the confidence, though. That's when he thought, oh, I fuck with Nikki. I can say this about Drake. I can do this. I can do that. Like, niggas is flaming your ass. No, you can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do it.
So, take out. Okay. So let's say, and again, I'm going to say YG is my most overachiever on this list. Mm. Like, dude, like when I first heard YG, because when I first heard him, it was all tooted and booted, left, right. It was all the club,
hold up, cuffs.
Same style shit, man. I was like, okay, here we
bowl
go.
Bowl up, bus.
But then you hear his album and you're like, oh, okay, it's a little more substance to it. He got some songs actually talking about something. He's a better rapper than I thought he was, and he's lasting longer than I thought he was. 2011, yes. You thought YG was still gonna be popping 5 years later. Let's be honest, I didn't think so. He got the big silly ass YG chain on the cover, dude.
And it's true. He got two of the better albums. I do joke around, but he got two of the better albums on his list. Like as far as an artist
catalog,
yeah, like the catalog. Stupid. I feel like that both of the albums that he came out with, as far as the A&R and the songs that he put together and the story that he told,
Flames.
Dope. Flames. I don't think many people pay attention to the details that he manipulated and made great albums out of those details, like the whole Compton come up and those
Bompton,
things.
Actually.
Yeah, Bompton. Excuse me, I'm sorry. My bad, Bloods. But that whole thing, I feel like he really, really elevated it and put it on the next level and made it mainstream, like, without diluting it, though. Like,
agreed.
He ain't doing the game shit. I ain't got a beef with niggas to make you think I'm gangster.
He did get shot, though.
That's part of it, though.
I mean,
like, it wasn't even out of the norm. Like, it wasn't even with him getting shot, it wasn't, oh, I got shot. I'm going to make 10, 11 songs about it. I got shot 7 times. Compare me to 50, compare me to Park. It wasn't none of that. Like, he moved past it. Like, people were still trying to talk about that with him. You know what I'm saying? He was like, fuck it. Like, I got one song about it. It's on my album. Listen to it. It go with what I was talking about on my album.
And it go hard, too.
And it's dope. So, like, take a look at that, and I'll keep it moving. I ain't got to talk about it 4 years from now, me getting shot in the studio and wondering who done it. I ain't got to do none of that. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to show y'all my art. And I think he dope for that. So, I do feel like YG, to me, is definitely one of the overachievers of this list. But if I had to go, I would say Sci-Hi, man. Like, Sci-Hi, we can joke and we can play around. He ain't got no albums.
Right.
But the biggest artist in the game right now, arguably, if it's not Drake, it's Kanye.
For sure.
And the nigga that's putting the bars behind that machine is Sci-Hi.
True.
Like, Kanye ain't got time to sit down and put, was fucking this model and she just bleached her asshole and I get bleach on my t-shirt, does that make me an asshole? I swear to God, Kanye didn't write that.
I know he didn't.
I wasn't there. I promise you he didn't write that. I don't know if Sci-Hi did, but that just goes to my point. He need a team of people, and I feel like Si had the most talented person on his team, and he give him them one-liners and those old shock wow moments, the Taylor Swift line. I feel like all that shit comes from Si. Taylor Swift line. You know what I'm saying? I feel like all that comes from him, and I feel like he a talented dope artist. He's one of the biggest underachievers on this list to me, not having an album, not being able to stand on his own too, since he was on this list.
I would challenge any of these other lists. And of course, throughout the months, upcoming weeks, months, we'll touch on a couple of more of these just to see where everybody at. But I challenge you to find bigger artists other than Meek Mill, Kendrick, YG, and Mac Miller. Mm. I don't think you're going to find, especially, this was 5 years ago. I don't even want to know what the 2010 class looked like or the 2009 class. I guarantee you it ain't no names on there like that. I ain't even got to look at the shit. It may be one or two. But not photo. And then skill wise, go look at these niggas at the freestyle joints that they did with these motherfuckers.
It ain't nothing like it.
Not like, come on now. We're not finna get that with 21 Savage and fucking whoever the fuck else is on K Camp. Shout out to K Camp, but you're not spitting though. Like, you're not finna get that shit. His new tape? Yeah, new tape straight, but he's not spitting though. Nah. So, like, here go top three albums from this list. Number one, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, like you said. Big Crit. Crit was here, easily. Lil B, I'm Gay, number three.
That's false. False, fucking false. I put Meek Mill, like, I don't even like Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares, but I put that in there just to throw the Lil B out of there. Just to get that shit out of there. Or whatever YG or Big Crit album that you want to put in there, like, all right. Like, whatever to get Lil B out of there. And I'm gay.
Oh, shit.
Let's get that out of there.
Nah, but look, do us a favor. Go to the Rap Chat. It's a group. That's the name of the group in Facebook, people. You know what Facebook groups are. Go to Rap Chat.
Yeah, man. Y'all been slow. Y'all been letting us down, man. Go to that Rap Chat. Let's get the conversation going. Conversation rules the nation.
Let us know. What is the best album to come out of this group? Do top three, because most people going to say Kendrick anyway, because, I mean, that shit is fucking fantastic. But give us a top three out of these artists. Top three
and or your favorite. There you go. Your favorite album out of this bunch.
I like that.
If it's the YG, you know what I'm saying? If it's the if you like the Yellow Wolf shit,
yeah.
Or if you got some odd-ass Fred the Godson mixtape that no one in the God's name of history has heard.
Fat Boy Fresh.
What?
That's the name of it, man.
Well, you got some whack ass Lil Twist that just came out.
No, I guarantee you, not one person will mention Lil Twist when when they get a list out.
Lil Twist in the Rap Chat.
Where's he at now?
In the Rap Chat. he's just lurking, dude.
I have seen every last one of these people in the last 2 years, except Lil Twist.
He's just lurking in the Rap Chat, bro.
All right, man. Look, quick song break. We mentioned 21 Savage.
21.
There's a new artist out from Baton Rouge.
What?
His name is 22 Savage.
22. New Is it Dub Deuce?
I don't know what he calling himself, but he's out here repping 22 Savage. That's his name. He got a new project coming out. It's a new song he got. It's called Jumpin'.
Two square.
We're going to check it out.
11 times 2.
Young 22, love gripping automatics. I get pussy on a regular, it's automatic. Pull up, air it out like a fan. I take pictures with my fans, with that fan. What's a fan? Fuck a nigga with a fan. Smoke coming out the sunroof like a chimney. 22 niggas masked up like gremlins. I just took your bitch to the move. I only wanted more, but she gave up that cool shit. Savage, where you from? Don't you ask me where I'm from, bitch. Come up in my room and I'ma poke it like a thumb. That's 350 bitches won't dig here, huh? No Michael Jordan, but I got a trap jumping. Young Savage nigga tryna fuck your baby mama. Travis James Entertainment, buy your bitch a Honda. I just hit a lick for about 3,500. Young 22, bitch, I'm jugging on a Honda. I be whipping in the kitchen like a slave. 22 niggas in the back getting blazed. Pull up, shoot your momo in a motherfucking face. I ain't got no feelings when I go in Savage mode. Young 22, bitch, I be fucking all the hoes. I gotta get that money when I wake up in the morning. Two bad bitches on my side, I wake up on it. Pour up in the spice herb, leaking out the bottle. Only fuck with ratchets cause they love what I do. And this ain't 21, bitch, this 22. I scrape that fucking bowl like it's fucking Campbell's soup. I be in the kitchen cooking dough like it's food. This ain't 21, bitch, this 22. I whip that fucking dough like it's fucking Campbell's soup. Well, I be dripping pasta, I got lava on my shoes. Then I just gotta play at the hotel room. This ain't 21, bitch, this 22. I whip that fucking dough like it's fucking Campbell's soup. Well, I be dripping pasta, I got lava.
This this ain't 21, bitch. This 22. I'm fucking with that. He is way better than 21 Savage. You know what?
The funny thing about it is,
what's that?
I had no idea. Let's clear it up for the people. This is a comedian and a rapper.
Yeah.
So he's actually making fun of 21 Savage,
yeah, he's
right?
He's mimicking.
You would have no idea because what 21 Savage does is so similar to this.
Yeah, it's basic.
And what dude doing is joking. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, so like, shit sound better than 21 Savage. I'll put down everything.
It do. I'd rather listen to 22 Savage. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, that show you how slow 21 Savage is, though. A nigga parody sounds legitly better than your shit.
Nah, it's 22, bitch.
Is that new 21 Savage?
Nah, it's
22,
bitch.
22, ho. I'm fucking with
funny.
That.
I fuck with 22 Savage.
Oh, shit. All right, man, we back. question of the week.
Okay.
We was listening to, what was that? What was Fonte from Little Brother on?
Fonte from Little Brother was on Combat Jack.
Shout out to him.
Interview talking about his previous days with Little Brother, what he had going on with the new series on Netflix. What's the name of that, man?
Get Down?
The Get Down.
No, no, no.
It was The Get Down.
Nah, no, it wasn't.
It was The Get Down?
Nah.
Where was it?
He was a part. He on something else.
It was something else, too.
Yeah.
I think it was part of The Get Down as well. But he wrote and did some songs for all of that. So,
for sure.
Y'all check out that interview. It was a pretty dope interview. But in that interview, he was talking about TV shows that he compared to rappers.
Very dope.
Jack Alert. We taking it.
Yeah, give us that.
We appreciate it. On Deck TV is going to take what he took, what he did. We were talking to Combat about as far as comparing rappers to TV shows. We'll give you some examples of what he said. Then we're going to run off with a couple few of our own and give you some, explanations behind it.
Absolutely. So, like, for an example, he said The Wire was Jay-Z.
And why?
He said because that was the greatest show of all time.
Tough.
And Jay is the GOAT.
Yeah, you just compare, like, it was dope line for line. Like, everything tied in, the details. It was so in-depth. The double entendres with Jay's. Like, he just compared that with The Wire. Like, it's arguably the best TV show ever.
Then he said The Sopranos was Rakim because that set the stage for Wire.
For The Wire.
Without, like, one, you don't have
right,
the other.
But, like, Sopranos might be too deep for you. Like,
right.
If you in J. Arrow, like, you ain't really trying to go back to Rakim, like, you really might not feel The Sopranos and be like, I don't really get it with the Italian mafia thing. It ain't got nothing to do with drugs or nothing like that. It's more so, like, organized crime.
Yeah.
You might not get it. Man. You might not get Rakim, but it's fire.
Then he said Breaking Bad was Nas because Breaking Bad is his favorite.
But it ain't
The Wire. It ain't The Wire. So Nas is his favorite, but let's be honest, his career ain't Jay's.
Because it was some unbelievable shit.
True.
In Breaking Bad, you know? And it was some unbelievable shit on Super Ugly. Just can't get over.
He said Big was How to Make It in America. Cut short after 2 seasons, came on HBO. It was dope.
That might have been the best one.
That was cold right there, Fonte. I'm not going to lie. And finally, he said Eminem was Mad Men, come on AMC. Kind of the same story over and over again. Like, you're not really trying to hear that
to
shit.
To quote him.
It get old.
To quote him, there's only so long I can feel bad about rich white people problems.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they were rich. They were, you know,
selling cigarettes.
You know what I'm saying? I don't get it.
It get old.
But with that being said, Mad Men was a good series. So I'm going to piggyback. You want to go tit for tat? You want to go back and forth?
Yeah, let's go back and forth. I got four. You got four.
Yeah, let's go. My first one was Walking Dead. Shout out to Wayne. Happy birthday.
Right.
But to me, Wayne is Walking Dead.
Mm-mm.
It was fire at the big. Actually, no. It was cool at the beginning.
Yep. Then it
the build up was alright. You know what I'm saying? It was okay. You're like, okay, this could be alright. Season one. Season two, you got the going. Okay, I'm in.
For sure.
Then season three and four, it was like fire.
That's a fact.
And then, like, out of nowhere, you was out of there. Like, I swear to God, I stopped watching Walking Dead in the middle of a season.
I did.
Like, just like, fuck it. I don't care. I don't care who dies. I don't care who lives. Ain't nothing that they could say that entertains me anymore. And that's why I'm at with Wayne.
That's
ain't nothing
a fact.
That Wayne could say could entertain me anymore rapping. You could do other shit. I could slick be entertained by that if you act or something like that. I don't get no rap shit with you, though.
I'm not going to lie, that was spot on, because Walking Dead did start off cool, then it built up and got crack,
right.
And then it...
Now you out of there. You don't even watch it no more.
Nah,
it's like you don't listen to Wayne no more.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Right.
I'm going to take it back, man. Remember Lost on ABC?
Mm.
The Island joint?
That was all right.
That's Tupac. Let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
because it was a lot of contradictory shit. People were lost on lost. You didn't know what the fuck was going on. Were they alive? Did the plane crash happen? I feel like that happened with Pac a lot. Was he a thug? Was he a scholar? Like, was he trying to change the world? Was it fuck bad boy? Like, what was it, dude? You didn't know a lot of times. You were confused, but it was depth to each, the show and to Pac. So it was a little deeper than what people took on the surface. I think that's, that lost is Tupac for sure.
I don't know if I agree with that, but I understand.
Absolutely. Pac, what you got? My nigga.
You know, I'm a Thrones head. So we're going to go Game of Thrones.
Whack.
And I'm going to go Future.
Mm.
Because there's a million different styles, just like there's a million different characters on Thrones. You never know what's gonna happen.
That's true.
You never know when Future gonna come out and just do a layup, and it's gonna be a slow episode, or he gonna come out with March Madness and it's a fucking national anthem.
Very unpredictable.
You don't know. Yeah, you never know. And it's just like Game of Thrones. Like, it might be somebody to pop on the scene to kill several main characters. You have no idea who they are or what happened, but it just happened. And you like, what the fuck? And it shook it, and it was cold. Future is Game of Thrones, dude.
Very unpredictable.
Tough.
An acquired taste.
Yes.
Everybody, I like,
don't
that
fuck with Future.
I like that.
Everybody don't fuck with Game of Thrones.
That's true, because it's whack.
No, that's not a fact.
I'm finna go. I got one. I'm finna go cartoon shit. I'm going to Simpsons.
Mm.
How long has Simpsons been on? 100 years?
Too long.
Simpsons are still on to this fucking day. You wanna know who's still rapping to this day? Snoop Dogg.
Mm.
And I heard the Simpsons was still funny. Like, I don't watch it, but like, it has to be to still be on.
That's true.
So, and then Snoop last shit was banging. He been in the game 20 years.
Shout out that Kool-Aid.
Shout out to that Kool-Aid, man. So longevity. Cause the, you might have forgot the Simpsons was on, just like you kind of when
that
Snoop
was cold.
When Snoop did Snoop Lion, you was like, eh, I forgot Snoop rapped.
It was cold.
Hey, Snoop like is that. The Simpsons for sure.
I definitely like that. All right, Empire.
Mm.
What is Empire?
Some slaw. Critically acclaimed first season, then it fell off. I heard.
Goof Troop. Gucci Man, the clone is here.
A character trip.
Everything that you want from what you think black culture is right here for you. I'm going to give you what you need. I just recently seen an interview with Gucci Man. They said, who are your favorite rappers? You know what he said?
Who that?
21 Savage.
Oh.
Lil Uzi Vert. Whatever the Young Ma. Whatever the kids like,
oh God.
That's what he said he's fucking with because he feel like the kids run the wave. I feel like Gucci gonna buy into anything that's popular, just like Empire. They gonna put Birdman on
cameos
there and have you on Stunner Island. They gonna have all these out of place cameos that make no sense. And they're just gonna keep it moving as long as people keep tuning in. That's what Goof Troop. That's what Goof Troop gonna do. That's what he gonna do.
Not bad. I got one. I'm taking it back because this show ain't on no more.
Mm.
24 used to come on Fox.
24 was all right for like 3 years.
Kiefer Sutherland.
That's my nigga.
What was his name?
He Jack... got a new one out too. That's all right, but go ahead.
What was his name? Jack.
Jack Bauer.
Jack. Jack Bauer was a savage.
Jack Bauer was the coldest man on earth.
Dude, if you've never seen 24, every season was 24 episodes, and every episode was a day. I mean, it was an hour in the day. So the same day all season.
And Jack Bauer shakes it in a day.
Dude, he'll get kidnapped.
No man can do what Jack Bauer can do in a day, bro.
It's Jack Bauer go through hell and back. And I'm going to say the rapper that's went through hell and back is without question Rick Ross.
No rapper can get CEO.
Rick Ross got Teflon.
Like Rick Ross can go to any spectrum of it. Tough. I was a CEO.
CEO.
Or actually, my bad. Yeah. I was a CEO, or I kidnapped a nigga, pistol whipped him, and got almost life for it.
And like, the GDs was on me.
Yeah, I can go either way. Either way it is, I can go that way. Whatever dream you trying to buy, yeah. I can beat up Vlad.
I was rich off cocaine.
I'm rich off cocaine. I'm in Pablo. Like, I can do all of this. I can make it happen in the 24 hours for you, dude.
I survived 50 Cent.
Man, listen, dog.
Noriega owed me 100 favors.
I can take the biggest dope dealer name ever. I can take that shit like it's mine.
I'm beating that lawsuit.
Who? Who is this nigga? No one knows him.
That's Jack Bauer, dog.
That's him.
He done seen it all.
Is Jack Bauer.
Easy. What's your last one?
Close it out. Since we're going to do shows that are off the air.
Okay.
Legendary shows, classic shows. King shows. Okay. Let me preface this by saying all of this.
Okay.
Entourage, T.I.
Mm.
Came out a little high with the I'm Serious, a classic, but everybody might not be on it.
For sure.
First season of Entourage was cool.
Yeah.
Classic to people who really fuck with it. You saw the potential. Yeah, classic for people that fuck with it. Yeah. Then you get the second and third season, like, oh, this crack.
Yeah.
And then you get the features, the cameos in the later seasons, just like T.I. had with the Bring Them Out and the Kings.
All that.
T.I. Entourage. I feel like that tie in perfectly.
But the last season of Entourage was trash.
Last season, T.I. winding down right now. The Hustle Gang stuff, I really wish he would stop rapping.
For sure.
Going to take it to the next level, whatever he need to do, but we don't need the Hustle Gang stuff.
No, we don't
need
that.
So, I will admit that, like, just like the last seasons of Bet.
Entourage was trash.
Like the last season of Entourage, the fourth shit.
All right, man.
Just doing it because you can do it.
I got my last one.
What you got?
True Detective. It was two seasons. The first season was piff.
My spider senses are tingling. I think you.
The
hate
second
that.
Season was garbage. Kendrick Lamar first album was piff. That To Pimp a Butterfly was garbage.
You know,
True Detective is Kendrick Lamar. Period. Oof, if that ain't cold, I don't know
that.
What it is.
I'll agree with that because that's cold. Because the second season wasn't garbage to people who liked True Detective.
Shit.
Just like the second Kendrick Lamar wasn't garbage to people who like Kendrick Lamar. I'm not in any way advocating the second season of True Detective. That shit was trash. But I understand what you're saying. I get it.
If that's anybody out there can tell me what happened in season two of True Detective, I promise you I got any amount of money.
I can tell you what happened on The Pimp a Butterfly.
No, you can't.
Yes,
if anybody can tell me what happened on that shit,
I don't know.
Please help me out. That shit garbage, man. Look, do us a favor. Anchor
app. That was good, man. That was
good. Yeah, I like that. That was kind of dope. Anchor app. Let us know. Follow On Deck TV on Anchor. Let us know. Give us a TV show rapper comparison.
Please, man, on Anchor or in the Facebook rap check. Let us know. TV that could be compared to rappers. TV shows that could be compared to rappers.
Absolutely,
man. We'd love to hear your opinions.
Absolutely. Now, let's check out the music coming out this week. New music out.
22.
I don't know when that 22 coming out. We mentioned Danny Brown. He got an album that just dropped. He released it early. Y'all go check that out. I tried to listen. I can't do it. T.I. got new music, man. He got an EP that Us or Else, the politically charged EP.
Man,
that's out.
I'm tired, T.I.
I am too. I'm not going to lie.
Just put the damn trip out and wrap it up, bro. That's man. All we need, bro. I promise you, big dog. Let's go. Put the damn trip out and wrap it up, bro.
Oh, that Danny Brown is called Atrocity Exhibition.
It should be just called Atrocity.
Kid Cudi come out Friday, man. Passion, Pain, and Demon Slaying.
You listen. You fuck with Cudi.
I do.
You and shout out my guy Sam G, man. Y'all fuck with Cudi.
Cudi tough, man. That
He's
last
not
shit
tough.
Was, that Rock and Roll shit was garbage, though.
All right.
That shit trash.
What do you think? What are you expecting out of this?
I'm expecting some heat, man. See, Andre 3000 on two songs.
He been going in on niggas, so he got to come with it.
Andre 3000 featured on here.
All
right. Somebody else
I'm
big.
Gonna check him out for the first time.
Nah, don't do that though. Cause you're not gonna understand him, dude. You're gonna have to listen to that Man on the Moon.
Nah,
to understand
why
him.
I gotta go back? This ain't part five of a movie. Why can't I just jump in right here?
You need to understand Cudi as a person.
Oh my
listen
God.
To the title: Passion, Pain, and Demon Slaying. You gonna go in there blind?
Yes.
Okay.
Equals trash if I can't listen to it blind.
Lloyd Banks, All or Nothing.
Shut
his mixtape is out.
Up.
Lloyd Banks sound alright though.
I was trying to find it. I couldn't even find it.
It's on. Don't do that. It's on that pill.
Bro, I was on Spinnerella.
It's not on Spinnerella. It's on that pill.
If I'm Lloyd Banks, why is my mixtape not on Spinnerella?
Maybe they got a,
why is
a
it
contract.
Why is it not even on iTunes, dude? Come on, Lloyd Banks. You got to do a better job than this, dude. Like, no one. Already nobody's checking for you. You got to put it where people are looking, dude. I'm one of the few niggas that wanted to hear it, dude. I couldn't even find this. So I gave up.
So that pill, dude.
I gave up. I don't have that pill app, dude. I don't got that. I got Spinnerella and I got Apple Music. Lloyd
it's
Banks.
It's not right, though.
I'm not. I believe it.
It ain't that bad. I listened to it today. I'm going to be honest.
I would rather have it somewhere I could find it. I don't want to download another app just to listen to Lloyd Banks, dude.
Oh, shit. What you got on deck for the weekend?
Oh, man. It don't. I don't know. going on? What you got up? Football, man. It's the season. Got a lot of good college games. I think I want to get back in stone, man. Get my workout winter mode on, man. Get these six-pack right. Get these guns working. Be ready for next summer, man. We got Miami coming up, man. I got to get right, man. Six-pack going to be ready for Miami. It's keg, brother. It's keg ready for Miami.
Yeah, man. I'm chilling. I'm mad ain't nothing out at the movies. I really want to see a movie, man, but ain't nothing. Ain't shit. It's a ain't drought right nerd now.
Shit playing?
Nah, man. It's a drought.
Might as well hit Stone Mountain with me, dude. Get it right for Miami.
Not going to be able to do it.
Get that headline right for Miami.
Oh yeah, absolutely. One more thing though. YouTube.com/ondecktv. We got our latest review up. Damn, which one did we just put up on Sunday? I forgot. We put one up every Sunday. It's too many to count.
Yeah, I can't remember which one.
Was it Joy Bad? Nah, that was the other week.
Was Sunday before last. I don't even think you sent it to me.
It wasn't Dreezy. Damn, man, I forgot what it was. But anyway, y'all check that out, man. YouTube.com/ondecktv. We got really good feedback from that. We appreciate everybody that's checked the videos out and commented. Somebody liked our accents. They clearly were just talking about me.
Cheers, shawty. Nah, not you at all, shawty.
Clearly just talking about the kid.
Nah. I thought you were from New York, though.
I'm from everywhere, man.
I'm from everywhere now when it applies. Queens anymore.
A little bit of everywhere.
You and your dad were dressed alike in the Instagram picture. Now you ain't from Queens?
Go Mets.
You and your dad were just dressed alike 2 weeks ago, bro. Shout out to the inside people that know that.
Absolutely, man. Hey, look, we'll be back next week. As always, man, stay in tune and support the real.
Yep.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.